Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You are listening to, if you will, the You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. You can ask us questions on the email line at udocs@gmail.com or call in 877. It's toll-free, 877-711-5211. Ask that great engineer, Sonar, to put you on the air, and we will put you on the air, 877-711-5211. We had a lot of great questions about the book, The Eye Rules. So we will have Dr. She's not a doctor. She's just a common sense person. Janelle Burley Hoffman, H-O-F-M-A-N-N. And the book is called The Eye Rules. It's a great book. But we have so many questions about it on the email line that we'll have her back again. She even stayed over this time to talk about adult questions like, how do you put them all the phones away, and how do you get good sleep with phones? Which brings up the question that, if you will, or the story that Bridget was saying is one of her two favorites, maybe her favorite, because it's also a favorite of mine as well, which is the story about sleep and brain function. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I loved this research study that just came out this past week, because I feel like the first thing that everyone sacrifices when they don't have enough time in their day is sleep. And it actually is one of the most important things in terms of your overall health and weight loss and your general well-being. So the research study was conducted in older adults who were about 67 years old on average. And they found that less sleep was associated with brain shrinkage and cognitive decline. So they had the participants undergo neuropsychological testing, and then they also had MRI scans at the beginning of the study, and again after 18 to 24 months. And the researchers found that the people who reported sleeping shorter at night had a slightly faster cognitive decline. The rate was small, about 0.5%, but that was only after 18 to 24 months. So the researchers are going to follow up for 4 more years and are expecting to find an even greater cognitive decline, a higher rate. And the researchers noted that while the study was conducted in the elderly, that the findings can definitely be applied to younger adults who want to preserve cognitive function as they're aging, and sleeping at least 7 hours a night is an ideal way to increase cognitive function.
So 7 hours was the key. This was in 66 adults with an average age of 67. Now, we had another study earlier this year that also correlated with that, that said waste, in other words, what happens as you sleep longer. Apparently, the longer periods of sleep, your brain shrinks a little bit, that water shrinks out of it, that opens up the spaces between cells, so you get rid of waste more. We do this with lymph flow in the rest of the body. That is, lymph flow takes waste out of the periphery, brings it back to the central part where you shovel it off to your kidneys and pee it out in the morning. Well, apparently you do the same thing with waste in your brain. That is, all those proteins and all the poop that your brain cells put out. Yeah, brain cells put out waste products called poop too. That poop stays around your brain if you don't sleep a long time. And then you get inflammation, and that's what causes brain size loss and memory dysfunction and Alzheimer's. So what was good is the longer you sleep in a relatively required period of time, they only looked at 7 to 8 hours, the more you got rid of the brain poop by this mechanism of, if you will, brain lymphatic flow, or flow away from the brain back to the central circulation where it can take it out through your kidneys. So we know of a mechanism that is getting rid of waste products, and now we have a clinical study that shows that it's the same thing, that is, that you need 7 hours of sleep, or at least more than 6.5 hours of sleep, to be able to get rid of your brain poop. 5.5 hours, you don't get rid of it, and you got cognitive and size decline in your hippocampus, which is the memory center of your brain. We also have a story this week on what increases hippocampal size. And that, of course, you know, because we've had several stories about it before, but this one was in Parkinson's patients. What increases it is intense exercise. So you get a do-over. And the amazing thing is, intense exercise not only increased brain size in Parkinson's syndrome, but it helped with your vision. That is the vision of people. You can lose vision, and especially in one eye, it's called lazy eye, and they have a mouse model of this. And in mice, when they had to do intense exercise, running fast, they regained that vision much better than doing anything else they had ever tested. So it was because they felt the mice had to look at the scenery quickly as they were running that they developed more, they restored their eye function and their vision. So maybe when you develop this intense exercise and release what we call brain-derived neurotrophic growth factor, it's like Miracle-Gro for your brain. When you release this with intense exercise, it helps not only build your memory, but maybe some of your other senses back. So intense exercise may be the best exercise for your brain. Now, I had a favorite one as well, and I'm going to talk about that one. Do we have enough time? Yeah, we do, I think, and you can cut me short, Sonar, if we don't. But this is incorporation of modified bacteria into gut microbiota inhibits obesity. You're saying, what is this all about? Well, metabolic disorders, including obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, are clearly widespread. We learned today that 70% of people under the age of 65 in America have one of those. Well, gut microbiota, that's the bacteria inside you, you have 10 trillion of them, as many as your own cells, is a contributing factor of susceptibility of us individuals to development of these disorders. Therefore, the postulate was from this pharmaceutical company, and this is actually from the Department of Pharmacology, this is a non-commercial, this is a university at Vanderbilt University, they said, what about modifying the bacteria, for example, giving them different bacteria that produce different things? And they did this with drinking water for 8 hours, drinking different bacteria for mice. And they were able to, in these mice that were getting fat, by feeding them different bacteria, essentially giving the mice a specific probiotic, that over an 8-week period, they were able to reduce their weight back to normal. Then they stopped it, and the effect lasted for about 4 weeks after giving the probiotic. So they gave it for 8 weeks. It lasted for 12 weeks. And then the mice got fat again. They gave them the bacteria again, and they got thin. So it's a reason you're going to see a lot of work on probiotics modifying human disease, everything from depression to obesity to diabetes. I'm going to bet this is going to be one of the hot pharmaceutical and pharmacologic areas of research, and we're going to see different probiotics for different diseases, I'll bet, in the next 10 years. This is a tremendous area of research and of research interest, and it isn't just being done in universities. There are pharmaceutical companies that are doing it in major ways. When we come back from the... Do we have enough time, Sonar, to do another story now? 60 seconds. Well, I'll do a quick one. Another story. This is sunbathing is like drug addiction. That is, why do people still tan when they know it can cause cancer? And the answer is, apparently, this vitamin D or something you get from sunbathing releases endorphins and acts like an addictive drug. That is, the endorphin release from sunbathing may give you this endorphin release, which causes the addiction, and it's just like sleep or anything else, if you will, salty foods, sugar, etc., causes this release and gives you an addictive high. So maybe it is, we have to look at it as an addiction that we treat that way. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the top medical news stories of the week, plus much more on RadioMD.com. Stay well. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.